Before the episode, let me tell you about an amazing online boutique that I just know you're going to love. Save Boutique is a great place for clothes, accessories, and shoes. One of the great things about Save is that it's size inclusive. Most items Save offers are available in sizes from small to 3X, and they're looking into ways to offer even more sizing options. They also drop new items every week, so there's always new things to choose from. They even offer 3 buy now, pay later options: Shop Pay, Klarna, and Afterpay. One last thing, they're offering a discount to Dorky listeners. Just enter the code DORKEY, that's DORKEY, all caps, no spaces, for a 10% discount. I even put a link to Save Boutique in the description notes of this episode that will take you directly there and automatically apply the discount. So check out the amazing clothes, accessories, and shoes Save Boutique has to offer. You'll be so glad you did. Hello, this is Dorky. I'm your host, April. This is a podcast about history. I'm going to be discussing events, people, and sometimes just random things from history that interest me. I am absolutely not a historian. I'm just a dork who spends a lot of time watching, reading, listening to anything I can get my hands on about history, and I want to talk about it. I think a lot can be learned from looking into the past, and I'd like to share what I've learned, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, everyone. The story I'm about to tell today is bananas. And when I say that, I'm talking Gwen Stefani chanting, all capitals, B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Here's some quick background, just to set the stage and make sure everyone's on the same page. Abraham Lincoln was born February 12, 1809. He was a lawyer and a politician who became the 16th president of the U.S. This sounds great, but unfortunately, it was a bad time to be president, as the American Civil War started right after his election. There are entire podcasts devoted to the American Civil War, and I'm going to be honest, it's way too involved a topic for this podcast, much less a single episode. I'm not going to be talking about the American Civil War today. I'm going to just acknowledge that the Civil War happened, say that it lasted like 4 years, was horrible, and is something that still echoes in our culture today, almost 160 years after it ended. But I needed to mention it to put today's topic into context. You'll notice that I mentioned the war started after the election of Abraham Lincoln as president. A lot of people were really upset that Lincoln was elected as president. Really upset. Like, let's kill Lincoln levels of upset. There were several assassination plots and attempts. And unfortunately, just as the war ended, one of those assassination attempts was successful. Abraham Lincoln was shot by the well-known actor John Wilkes Booth on April 14, 1865. There was a whole plot behind this as well. The assassination took place at Ford's Theater during a play. John Wilkes Booth was familiar with this theater and the play that was being attended. The play was called Our American Cousin and was a comedy. Booth planned the gunshot to the script of this play, timing it to go off right after the most funny line of the play. The thought was that the laughter of the audience would cover the sound of the gunshot. Side note, I got curious as to what this hilarious joke was. I found it. Here's the line that was considered funny enough to make an audience laugh so loud that it would cover up a gunshot. I know enough to turn you inside out, old gal. You sock-dologizing old man-trap. I had to look up what the word sock-dologizing means. Sock-dologizing is a word that basically means scheming. I have to be honest. I don't find this joke funny at all. Even after finding out what sockdologizing means, I still just don't get it. I'm guessing it's one of those you had to be there kind of things. Kind of like how everyone thought saying what's up to each other was funny for like a year in the early 2000s. But now that doesn't even register as funny. Anyway, so Booth shot Lincoln and Lincoln died later the next morning. It was a tragedy and the nation was heartbroken. Lincoln lay in state in the East Room of the White House, then in the Capitol Rotunda. Then the casket containing his body traveled around the country on a funeral train named the Lincoln Special. The train's route went in a circle from Washington, D.C. to Springfield, Illinois, Lincoln's hometown. It stopped in many cities for memorials that were attended by hundreds of thousands of people. Many others that couldn't be at a service gathered along the train tracks as the train passed. Lincoln was killed just after the Civil War ended, and then the man who saw the nation through this horrible war was dead. I can't imagine. As for Booth, he managed to escape Ford's Theater that night and was on the run for 2 weeks before being tracked down to a farm in Virginia where he was shot and killed. Abraham Lincoln's Wikipedia page says, Lincoln's body was buried at Oak Ridge Cemetery in Springfield and now lies within the Lincoln tomb. If you just read that, you wouldn't think twice about that deceptively simple sentence. You'd be forgiven for thinking that that was just the end of this sad story. But, as you might have guessed by the title of this episode, there's actually a whole lot more to the story. Another sad fact about all of this is that Lincoln had literally just earlier that day, the day he was assassinated, formed the Secret Service. Now, to be fair, the Secret Service was originally established to help stop counterfeiters, not to protect the president. But still. The reason I'm bringing that up is because it was in this capacity, trying to stop counterfeiters, that the Secret Service managed to uncover a plot to kidnap the remains of Abraham Lincoln. So we're going to move ahead in time now, to about 11 years after Lincoln's death and the tour of the train, the Lincoln Express, to 1876. Lincoln's body was in an above-ground white marble sarcophagus that was in a tomb on the grounds of Oak Ridge Cemetery in Springfield, Illinois. Oak Ridge Cemetery was located about 2 miles outside of the town. A groundskeeper didn't live there, and there wasn't a night watchman. The only thing standing between Lincoln's body and any would-be grave robbers was a single padlock on the tomb's chamber door. In fact, the president's sarcophagus wasn't even burglar-proof. The lid to the sarcophagus was sealed, but not with cement. Instead, it was sealed with plaster of Paris. There was an association in charge of maintaining Lincoln's tomb. They were called the National Lincoln Monument Association. But at that time, they were more focused on keeping the tomb looking respectable, not with the tomb's actual security.
As one of my sources put it, the absence of rigorous security measures seemed perfectly reasonable. After all, who would want to steal Lincoln's body? With that not ominous at all question in mind, we're now moving from Springfield, Illinois to Chicago, Illinois. That's where a gang of counterfeiters was led by a crime boss named Big Jim Canale. Earlier that year, the best counterfeit plate engraver of Canale's gang, Benjamin Boyd, had been sentenced to 10 years in the state penitentiary in Juliet, Illinois. Canale and two members of his gang, Jack Hughes and Terrence Mullen, came up with a plan that they thought would help get Boyd released from jail. They would kidnap Lincoln's body and demand $200,000 in cash and a full pardon for Boyd for the return of Lincoln's remains. I've already mentioned how non-secure the cemetery was, so it seems like they'd actually have a fairly good chance at success of this plan. But none of Canale's group had any experience body snatching, so they enlisted the help of a man named Louis Swiegels, who they thought was a grave robber. However, Louis Swiegels wasn't a grave robber. He was actually a paid informant of the Secret Service. Swiegels reported every detail of this plot to his boss, the chief of the Chicago District Office of the Secret Service. The night Swiegels accompanied Mullen and Hughes to Oak Ridge Cemetery, agents were lying in wait for them at Lincoln's tomb. What happened next is, well, honestly, it's ridiculous. I really wanted to put some kind of silly, goofy music under this part, but I couldn't find anything exactly right, so please just imagine it. Because if anything deserves silly, goofy music under it, it's these next four sentences. Mullen and Hughes couldn't pick a lock, so they had to cut through the padlock to the tomb with a file. Once inside the tomb, they realized that they couldn't lift Lincoln's coffin, which was 500 pounds of cedar and lead. Proving that the criminals weren't the only ones out of their league, Mullen and Hughes were wondering what to do about the heavy coffin when the pistol of one of the detectives outside accidentally went off. Mullen and Hughes heard that, so they ran off, but headed straight back to Chicago, where they were arrested just a couple of days later. Meanwhile, back in Springfield, the custodian of the tomb, John Carroll Power, was freaking out. In his mind, if those amateurs could be so close to being able to carry off Lincoln's body, what would happen if actual professional body snatchers targeted the tomb? Power's solution to this problem was to hide the body where no one could find it. So, after dark, Power and five trusted friends buried Lincoln in a shallow, unmarked grave in the tomb's basement. 11 days after the attempted theft, the Chicago Daily News published an update. Jack Hughes and Terrence Mullen, two notorious characters, were arrested last night for attempted robbery on the night of the 7th of the tomb of Abraham Lincoln. Hughes is under indictment for counterfeiting in connection with the notorious Boyd, and he was out on bail. Mullen is a Chicago thief and counterfeiter. It is established beyond doubt that the attempt to remove Lincoln's body was made for the purpose of securing the ransom of Boyd, the incarcerated counterfeiter. None of the men who buried Lincoln's coffin in secret that night had known him. They were ordinary men, with jobs like railroad ticket agent, hotel keeper, and bank clerk. But they all swore to each other that they would never reveal the secret location of Lincoln's remains. And, to the credit of those men,
they all kept that secret for years. They didn't say anything until 1901, when Abraham Lincoln's only surviving son, Robert Lincoln, asked for Lincoln's body to be moved one last time. Lincoln's body was then placed inside a steel cage, lowered into a 10-foot-deep vault, and buried under tons of concrete. He's still there, in his tomb on the grounds of Oak Ridge Cemetery. So see, technically, that sentence in Abraham Lincoln's Wikipedia page, Lincoln's body was buried at Oak Ridge Cemetery in Springfield and now lies within the Lincoln tomb, is correct. There's just a much longer story behind it than you'd think, which I think is really neat. And there you have it. The story of the plot to kidnap Abraham Lincoln's remains. I think this story is fascinating, and I hope you do too. Hey, before I go, I know that this episode is a bit shorter than the usual dorky episode. I'm sorry about that, but, I mean, a story takes as long to tell as it takes. I don't want to try to put time limits on it, because that could lead to filler, which I'm not interested in. I mean, I'm working on an episode right now that I ended up getting so into that it's going to take at least 2, maybe even 3 full-length episodes to tell. So, yeah. The story takes as long to tell as it takes. Thank you so much for understanding. Talk to you soon, friends. Here are some of the sources I used for this episode. Chicago Sun-Times, thehistoryreader.com, usnews.com, nps.gov, and Wikipedia. So that's it. That's the episode. Thank you so much for listening. You can reach me at dorkypod@gmail.com. Let me know what you think of the podcast. Let me know if I left something out or got something wrong, or let me know if there's something in particular in history that you'd like me to talk about. There's a Facebook group called Dorky Podcast, and all the other social medias are at dorkypod. Join them and be part of our growing community, but also to get extra tidbits about episode topics, like facts and pictures. There's also a link to donate to the podcast on the website and in the show notes, if you'd like. Also, please rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast wherever you're hearing it. It helps the podcast grow, but more importantly, your feedback will help me make this a better podcast. Until we meet again, friends.
If she were a president, she'd be Abraham Lincoln.